President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have been meeting today at the White House to talk about Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts and regional security issues.
The bond between the United States and Israel is unbreakable. It encompasses our national security interests, our strategic interests, but most importantly, the bond of two democracies who share a common set of values and whose people have grown closer and closer as time goes on. During our discussions in our private meeting, we covered a wide range of issues. We discussed the issue of Gaza, and I commended Prime Minister Netanyahu on the progress that's been made in allowing more goods into Gaza. We've seen real progress on the ground. I think it's been acknowledged that it has moved more quickly and more effectively than many people anticipated. Obviously, there's still tensions and issues there that have to be resolved, but our two countries are working cooperatively together to deal with these issues. The quartet has been, I think, very helpful as well, and we believe that there is a way to make sure that the people of Gaza are able to prosper economically while Israel is able to maintain its legitimate security needs in not allowing missiles and weapons to get to Hamas. We discussed the issue of Iran, and we pointed out that as a consequence of some hard work internationally, we have instituted through the UN Security Council the toughest sanctions ever directed at an Iranian government. In addition, last week I signed our own set of sanctions coming out of the United States Congress, as robust as any that we've ever seen. Other countries are following suit, and so we intend to continue to put pressure on Iran to meet its international obligations.
Prime Minister Netanyahu also noted that Iran is higher on their agenda, and he praised Mr. Obama for taking the lead in the area of sanctions. Now we get to go live to the White House, where VOA correspondent Dan Robinson joins us on the line. And Dan, we've had a little excitement over there today with the visit of the Israeli official and meeting with our own president. What was the outcome of that meeting, Dan?
Let's focus on the key issue here, which is the question of getting these proximity talks that have been going on between the Palestinians and Israelis to the stage of formal direct talks. Mr. Netanyahu said that, in his words, it is high time to begin these direct talks. He says he thinks that with President Obama's help, that he and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas should engage in direct talks to reach a settlement that Netanyahu says would be coupled with security aspects and assurances for prosperity. President Obama, Obama's position going into this discussion with Prime Minister Netanyahu is then that the United States would like to see these talks become formal direct talks and would like to see it happen soon. And the president made clear he'd like to see it happen before the moratorium, the Israeli moratorium on the freeze of settlement activity is due to expire in September.
The two leaders had originally been scheduled to meet June 1st in Washington. As you remember, Mr. Netanyahu canceled that trip to deal with the fallout from that deadly Israeli raid on an aid flotilla attempting to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. Is there still tensions between the U.S. and Israel over this issue?
Well, I mean, this was all smiles at this meeting. They made clear that the bond between the United States and Israel is unbreakable. President Obama made that clear. Prime Minister Netanyahu and the president underscored the fact that there's a lot that goes on beneath the, you know, public veneer that people do not know about, and that the relationship is strong, and that the two countries continue to share these shared values. So basically the purpose of this meeting in terms of the public face was to put an end to any questions about whether there's any rift in the U.S.-Israel relationship.
Well, there's even some significance in them holding this so-called media availability at all.
That's right. You know, I mean, last March we were here for a number of hours at the White House, and there was no photography or television camera opportunity there, and the readouts we got on the meetings were were late in coming. This was right out there in front of the TV cameras. In fact, as I speak to you, the leaders we're still getting the readout of the question and answer session with reporters. So a very changed tone in this meeting here in the Oval Office today.
That's VOA correspondent Dan Robinson speaking with us live at the White House.